In the 15th century, Gutenberg's movable type printing press revolutionized the mass production of books and transformed society. Now, in the 21st century, a new printing technology promises to revolutionize virtually every aspect of modern life. Perhaps even transform life itself. Much of the pioneering work in what's called 3D bioprinting is being done in Cambridge. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports on its potential.
3D printing, sometimes called additive manufacturing, has been around for about 30 years. But now, with the development of new materials, it's possible to build increasingly more complex parts and products, layer by layer.
It's all about the body, right?
David Lakatos is chief product officer with Formlabs. The Somerville-based company makes 3D printers that can mass produce all sorts of customized products.
We have more than 7 billion people on Earth. Every single one of them is different. And almost every part of your body, you can name an application. Ears, earbuds, eyes, sunglasses, footwear on your shoes. There are endless applications that all benefit from 3D printing and mass customization.
The promise of 3D printers goes far beyond making parts for earbuds and glasses. Scientists are now working on something a lot more difficult. Body parts, cells, tissues, one day, human organs. The BioX 3D bioprinter looks like a white plastic kitchen coffee maker, maybe a bit larger, but what it's brewing is a lot different. Where the pot would go is a petri dish. Hovering above, guided by software, a narrow nozzle lays down thin layers. When done, the printer glows green.
Okay, so you can see in this, these are the different layers. So this is the print pattern.
Patrick Thayer demonstrates the 3D printer. He has a PhD in biomaterial engineering and is a senior scientist with the Swedish startup called CellLink. The company makes 3D bioprinters and living inks. Need a new part for an ear or nose? CellLink is working on it.
If you want a complex heart valve, you can put that together. That's awesome. It's cool. The future's here.
I think right now we're in a super exciting spot. It's super exciting.
Eric Gottenholm is CEO of CellLink. He co-founded the Swedish startup 2 years ago. Already, it's doing business in 40 countries and is looking to expand. It needs to hire experts in biomaterials, chemists, cell biologists, software, and robotic engineers. That's why CellLink recently opened its U.S. headquarters in Kendall Square.
So Cambridge, I mean, naturally, Cambridge is the hot spot of biomaterials, biology, technology research, but it's the place you got to be.
CellLink makes and sells 3D bioprinters, but Gottenholm says the market and the big money are in the bioinks. That's living ink.
And what we saw as being novel as a company was that all these researchers were using the printers, but none of them had the ink. And the ink was, you know, the ink is everything. Imagine a paper printer with no ink.
Gottenholm leased, then purchased the patent for a unique ink, one made up of biological materials the printers could use to build up layer upon layer of human cells.
The material, what was so special about it was that it allowed human cells to thrive and live in it and start producing tissue.
CellLink now produces 15 different biologically active inks to make cells and tissues. They range in price from $9 to $300, depending on their use.
So for instance, a bone ink has a different composition and behaves differently because the bone cells need to thrive in that environment versus, for instance, an ink for a heart. Because the heart tissue needs softer, it needs to be somewhat elastic and things like that. So what we do now is we functionalize our bioinks for specific tissues.
So the average person should just think about Jell-O?
Harvard professor of biological engineering Jennifer Lewis is a pioneer in 3D bioprinting. Turns out one of the critical ingredients in making living inks useful in the printing process has the consistency of Jell-O. These so-called hydrogels are made from cellulose from trees and algae from the sea. Combined with the inks, the jello-like material provides the scaffold that gives cells their shape.
That kind of consistency is similar to what you might find in the body. So if we're going to do what we call bioprinting, we want to have not only that scaffold, but we want the cells plus the vasculature to really create a human tissue.
Professor Lewis and her lab team pioneered a breakthrough bioprinting process. Now they can create pathways in tissues for veins and capillaries to carry nutrient-rich blood. And they did it with 3D bioprinters.
So we can now truly build into the third dimension.
Now the bioprinted collection of cells can function together as a tissue, creating a new tool for biomedical researchers. Again, Eric Gottenholm, CEO of CellLink.
Let's take, for an example, liver tissue. They can use our technology to print livers, and then pharmaceutical companies or other researchers can test different new drugs on these livers, or they can test different chemicals in these livers and see how they react.
Instead of testing drugs on lab animals or in test tubes, researchers will be able to use printed human tissues to create customized medical treatments. Harvard bioengineer Jennifer Lewis.
Ultimately, the goal would be to take a patient-specific cancer cells and then use that as the platform on which to screen the drugs to find out what is the optimal cocktail to give a patient if they have a certain type of cancer. And you can do that before you actually try these drugs on the patient. So it could be very powerful.
The first commercial application will probably be 3D skin tissue that can be used to test cosmetics and mobile 3D machines that can be used in the battlefield to heal a soldier's wounds. 3D bioprinting is rapidly evolving. Again, Jennifer Lewis.
There's still many, many hurdles to be crossed before this becomes a technology that's going to impact humans in therapeutic applications. But we're working hard to do that. And there's exciting breakthroughs on the horizon.
CellLink CEO Eric Gottenholm has his eye on the horizon and beyond. He predicts one day, perhaps in 15 or 20 years, 3D bioprinters could custom make kidneys, lungs, and hearts for transplants.
There is so much we can do with different biomaterials. The potential is unlimited. We're aiming for the stars.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.